Okay, so we are in the Haftarah Parshas Ve'eschanan, which is a famous Haftarah. It's also known as the Haftarah Nachamu. This is like last Shabbos, that the Shabbos gets its name from the Haftarah. Last week was what Shabbos was it last week? Shabbos Chazon. This week is Shabbos Nachamu. It's named after the Haftarah. To only have one day to do this is not going to do proper justice for the text. Obviously, it would be nice to have a week to do this one. At least 3 days. We have one day, so we're not going to do. We're not going to be based out of the text too much. We'll definitely start it, but I think there are just more critical big picture questions to ask about this and the entire Shabbos. So let's just start with a basic question. Not yet about Shabbos, about the Haftarah. So it starts off, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. First question. Have you ever heard this phrase before? Raise your hand if you have heard this phrase, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. Never heard it? Never heard it? Okay. Now, who can tell me what the Haftarah is about? Those of you who have heard this phrase, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. Yeah? Leaving Israel and what? Meaning like being exiled from Israel? Opposite. Right? So, partially. It's partially the opposite. Thing is that, like, a lot of people know this phrase, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami, and they don't know what the Haftarah actually says. And depending on which song you're based on, you may know more or less of these opening words, right? If you know like one of the Karbach ones is Nachmu Nachmu Ami Omar Elokeichem, that's really all you know. If you know like the slower Nachmu Nachmu, then you know Dabru Alev, you know a few more words. If you know the Amakadavar one, then you know another pasuk. But really, that's the extent of what people know, and that's going to be a problem, just because it's not just like local, like what's this Haftarah talking about problem, but it's actually a much greater problem with understanding the Shabbos and really anything that follows what we just experienced, the 3 weeks, 9 days, and most powerfully Tisha B'Av. So let's talk about the Shabbos. Shabbos Nachamu. What does Shabbos Nachamu mean to you? Someone tell me something about Shabbos Nachamu. Yeah.
It's usually like a Shabbos.
Shabbos of Unity. Okay. Do you find that? Right. It's usually like would anybody disagree with this? It's usually like a celebratory Shabbos. Have you found that? You would say so? Right. What's happening to Shabbos in Kim? Pillar Shabbos. The Shabbos of the summer, right? The changeover. Right? Almost all the counselors are staying in for Shabbos. All the pillars, the big supporters of camp throughout the year, the consistent supporters, which all of you could be pillars. Small fee a month to be part of something great in a very meaningful and consistent way. So this Shabbos is a big Shabbos. It's Shabbos Nachamu, right? Shabbos Nachamu is a big deal. You have these Shabbos Nachamu concerts and that Shabbos Nachamu getaways and Shabbos Nachamu Shabbatons. So you would expect Shabbos Nachamu, that's a big celebration. Yay, Shabbos Nachamu. Here's the problem. The problem is, yesterday was Tisha B'Av. Were we happy or sad yesterday? Sad. Why? Why were we sad yesterday? Was anybody sad? I was sad yesterday. Was anybody else sad yesterday? Okay, so why? What was one main thing on your mind?
Lack of presence.
What?
Lack of Hashem's presence.
Lack of Hashem's presence.
Morning.
Because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash.
Pool was closed.
What type of korban? That's maybe like the only bit of korban that our campers had to feel, or at least did feel, right? So we didn't have a Beis Hamikdash yesterday. That was really sad. We were all really sad. I was on the floor. I was very sad. We didn't have a Beis Hamikdash. Ah, but it's Shabbos Nachamu. Therefore what? What happened? What changed? Who's not here? In fact, he could have been born last year on Tisha B'Av, or 50 years ago on Tisha B'Av, or 80 years on Tisha B'Av. What changed? Right? Just imagine a non-Jew walks in yesterday, walks into camp, right? He's inspecting the place, he's making sure that everyone's wearing their masks, right? And he comes in, and he looks, oh, wow, everyone looks really bummed. This is the worst summer camp I've ever seen in my life. Why is everyone so sad? And they say, like, listen, well, what you don't understand is that we had a temple. The temple was destroyed by the Romans. You probably heard about this. Around the year 70, 2,000 years ago, the temple was destroyed. And every single year since then, we've been mourning, and this is the anniversary. Let's say they came in 3 weeks ago. They observed us for, like, wow. I noticed that. Well, camp has a little bit different, but I noticed, you know, at your staff activities, you're not playing music, and you're not doing this. And then 9 days, like, oh, you guys are not eating meat, except at those little, like, parties you have with the books. Because it's just more and more intense pain. And then it comes to Tisha B'Av, like, everyone's sitting on the floor, we're mourning, lights are dim. They're like, oh, wow, it's terrible. And then he comes in, Shabbos Nachamu, and he says, oh, wow, congratulations, Mazel Tov. Why are you wishing me a Mazel Tov? Mazel Tov, the temple was rebuilt, wasn't it? I checked Yeshiva World, I don't think it was rebuilt. Like, no, it must be, because you guys are so happy, you're celebrating. What? Like, oh, no, because the Shabbos Nachamu. Oh, of course, Shabbos Nachamu. The guy walks away. What changed? Why are we celebrating? Good question. Important question. And it's not just for this Shabbos. It's why are we not sitting on the floor today and tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and for the rest of our lives until the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt? So more fundamentally, let's try to understand, what does the word Nachamu mean? What does Nechama mean?
Yes.
Console. I heard console, comfort. Right? The lesson of Hanacha, Menucha, is more of a rest. The words usually used are comfort, console. We don't have time to get into a whole textual analysis here, but if you look at the end of Parshas Bereishis, the Lashon of Nechama is used. I believe it's the first time in the Torah. And it's Hashem is we're talking about the plan to for Parshas Noach, right? Noach is not introduced in Parshas Noach. He is reintroduced at best in Parshas Noach. At the end of Bereishis is when he's introduced. And Hashem is looking at his world, and it's right, the lesson is over here. And this is in the Maftir Parshas Bereishis. Vayar Hashem ki rabba raz ha'adam ba'aretz v'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom. The heart of man is just evil, and it's a big problem. Vayinachem Hashem ki asa ha'adam ba'aretz. Right, Hashem, v'yinachem Hashem, that He created the world. Right, v'yesatzev elibo, and He was sad. So v'yinachem Hashem, what? Hashem was comforted that He created the world. Right there, He created a world that's falling apart. 10 sinful generations: Dor Enosh, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos. There's lots of trouble. And it says, "Vayinachem Hashem." Hashem was comforted that He created the world, and He was really sad, so He decided to bring a marble 120 years from then. Or Hashem was consoled. Is that an accurate translation? Okay. So, what does the word "Vayinachem" mean? So, find it at the beginning of Parshas Bashalach, and Hashem is discussing the possibility of sending them Derech Eretz Plishtim. No, that's not a problem. Ki harohu, it's close. And because He didn't want them to nachem, lenachem, to console, be comforted, and return to Yerushalayim. This is what the word nachem really means. And this is a concept that I actually first understood when I was in Avelis. My brother and I were discussing this. The concept of nicham avelim. Nicham avelim. What is that? That's the lashon of nechama. So we realized after people were being menachem avel, we realized that, you know, they're like saying different things. A lot of very wrong things that people shouldn't say. A lot of people, there should be like a separate shir, like what to say at a shiva house. Not for now. It's a long shiva. Like I could give an hour on that. But people, you know, try to say things. And I realize, like, that what happens is with the Nechama Velim, no one brings back the dead person by their visit, right? Nechama doesn't mean undoing the damage. It doesn't mean bringing back what you don't have. So what is Nechama? The Lashon of Nechama means to reconsider, to think about something in a new light, to have a new perspective. That there's a new response to the same result. That there is a world, and then Hashem, v'yinachem Hashem, Hashem had to reconsider it based on certain changes that happened. Right? Hashem, this is a separate discussion about what it means that Hashem could reconsider. Hashem had a thought. Hashem was wrong. Hashem made a chas v'shalom. As we said last week, Hashem responds to what we do in this world. But Hashem had to reconsider and reconfigure the world based on how we were acting. He didn't want the Jewish people, he didn't want them to reconsider their having left Mitzrayim and get nervous and come back, so he brought them a different path to the Midbar. Nechama means perspective change. Nechama velim means that you tell the Avel, we can't bring back the person. So sorry about your grandmother. So sorry about your grandfather. I'm so sorry about this. Let's have a perspective change. I know you're sitting in misery right now and it's very, very painful, but you should know she lived a very full life. She did so much good. That's one type of nechama. It's true that she passed away, but her legacy lives on in you, in your mother, or in your father. When you do Torah mitzvahs, you elevate her neshama. These are words of nechama. You didn't change anything. You didn't bring anybody back to life. That's a key that only Hashem holds. Gemaratanas. That's not nechama velim. Nechama velim means you try to change the perspective. Now, the reason people make a lot of mistakes, it's a very sensitive topic and it's awkward. It's uncomfortable and people don't necessarily know what. So really, the main thing I would say just. Sign point, you shouldn't have to go to many shiva homes. The ones that you're supposed to go to, you should, as we spoke last week, like it's important to be there for those people, but you shouldn't need to, right? But if it happens that you do, so the main thing would be to be quiet and try to follow the lead of the velim. That's, I would say, the most important thing. I can give you sources for that. It's a different discussion, but that's my side point. Derech Agav, a tip for you: figure it out, read the situation. Don't come in with a prepared speech. Go in, see what the Avel needs, and then try to address that. But that's what Nechama is. Nechama is this reconsidering, seeing something in a new light. That's comforting. That could be consoling. A consolation prize is what you get when, you know, you didn't win first, second, or third place, but, you know, everyone gets a participation trophy. Everyone gets a picture, you know, from the event. Everyone gets something. That's a consolation. You're being consoled. It's not like this is what I wanted. This is what I didn't want. I didn't get what I wanted. Okay, but let's try to shift this. So. What Nachamu Nachmami means, be comforted, be consoled. It doesn't mean it's all better. It means let's change our perspective. I didn't want Shabbos Nachamu this year. I wanted Shabbos Simchu. Rejoice, rejoice, my nation. Bais Hamikdash to rebuild. Samchem v'binyan shalem. Bort Panech Atavi came. That's what I wanted. That's what we all wanted. No one wanted Shabbos Nachamu. I spoke about this a little bit before, right? I said, don't try to look past Tisha B'Av and say, we can't wait for Shabbos Nachamu. We can't wait for Pillar Shabbaton. That's the wrong perspective before Tisha B'Av. We should say, we want Shabbos Simchu. We want to rejoice. We want the Beis Hamikdash. You know, Hashem said no. I am Rav Judah's shir from last night. Hashem said no to us. For now. Okay. It hurts. Yesterday hurt a lot. Today Hashem says, okay, but now it's time to get up. Right, now it's time to change our perspective. What's the perspective change? Well, yesterday our perspective was to sit on the floor and wallow in our sorrow and feel bad and feel miserable and feel repudiated and feel rejected. That was yesterday's avodah, to some degree. And Hashem says, I don't want that from you anymore. Hold off on the music for a little bit. Wait till Chatzos. Hold off on the meat. You can hold off on that. But I don't want you to be miserable anymore. I don't want you to be unable to move. And it's explained in Panemius, one of the reasons that an Avel doesn't wear shoes, in Panemius, meaning Pasha Pshat, is some sort of like you're trying to limit the comforts. But it's also said that someone who's wearing shoes, they're going somewhere, right? When you have to go somewhere, you're wearing shoes. If you're taking off your shoes, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving. I'm not building. I'm in one place. That's Avelus. Yesterday, we're not wearing shoes, or at least leather shoes, because we're saying we're not moving forward. Yesterday wasn't about rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. It was about mourning that we failed to do so. Today, this Shabbos, the rest of the year until next Tisha B'Av is about rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. It's changing our perspective. It's about Nachmu Nachlami, be comforted, be consoled, my nation, because now I'm not asking you to sit in your misery. Now I'm asking you to actually try to build. To say that the no Beis Hamikdash, let's change perspective. That's not something to be sad about. That's something to be excited about, the opportunity to rebuild it. To be part of that generation that did rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, that returned to Yerushalayim. Again, I said we're not doing justice to the text, right? The people know either the first pasuk, Nachma Nachma Nami Yomer Elokeichem, and if you know a different tune, you know Dabra Levi Yerushalayim V'Kirei Lecha, and if you know another tune, you might know a little bit of pasuk Gimel, Kol Korei Bamidbar Panu Derech Hashem. And that's really it. Yeshayahu has a lot to say here. He has a lot. And Yirtz Hashem, we're going to be spending the next 6 weeks or so with Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu is Divrei Nechama. This is from the second half. Yeshayahu is split into like two parts. That's the way it's typically understood. Nachu Nachma Ami, Perek Mem Aleph, and it's Perek Mem of Yeshayahu. And it's the second half, the part that's Nechama. And the next 6 weeks after this Shabbos, the Haftarah, are the Shavna Nechamta. We had the Tlust of Harnusa, the three sad Haftaros, two from Yirmiyahu, and then Chazon Yeshayahu. And now the rest of the words are from Yeshayahu, and they're more upbeat and positive. But not like fluffy, like, you're great, good job. But positive, like, you can do something about this. There's muster there. But there's a promise that there's going to be Mashiach at the end. There's a promise that there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash. There's a promise that there's going to be a return. So, try to read the words on your own. We can't do it just in one day. Try to read the words on your own. So Nachmu Nachlami. Why? If you stop there, you miss the point. If you're just celebrating Shabbos, Nachmu is a celebratory Shabbos, and don't know why it's positive and why we're not mourning anymore, you're missing the point. Read his words. There's a kol korei b'midbar. There's a voice calling out in the midbar. What's it saying? Panu derech Hashem. Clear a path to Hashem. Yashu barava mesila elokeinu. Clear a mesila, clear a different word for a path to our God. Return to Hashem, do tshuva, and throughout his peace, he'll speak about how the stability of Hashem, His consistency, and our lack of consistency, and our avodah zara, and our modern forms of avodah zara, and what we can do to change, and how we can return to Hashem. But that's what we're supposed to be doing: returning to Hashem. Read the words of Yeshayahu, and Beis Hashem will be Zocha to have this Nachu Nachmami, to internalize the comfort and consolation, but because it's going to be Simchu Simchu Ami.